Now, here's another quiz for you. Name the place where Britain broke Germany's Enigma Code during World War II. Well, it's Bletchley Park, an estate and mansion in England. During the war, it was the headquarters of Britain's top intelligence and code-breaking operation. It was there that secret German-coded messages were intercepted and deciphered. Decades later, the mansion had fallen into disrepair and faced an uncertain future. Enter Sue Black. She's a senior research associate in software engineering at University College London, and she's been working for years to help save Bletchley Park. Black says she was surprised when she first visited the site.
I thought when I first went there that it would be quite a small place and that maybe, I don't know, 50 people work there. But in fact, it was more than 10,000 people working there over the course of the Second World War, working there as code breakers and machine operators.
Give us a picture of the scene there. I mean, it's a gorgeous Victorian manor and it's code breaking heyday in World War II. Describe what we would have seen going on at Bletchley Park.
Well, so there's a big mansion house, but it was part of a 50-acre site. And then there's loads of huts all around with code breakers working inside them. And lots of people riding around on bicycles, dispatch riders coming in with messages and kind of taking them in to be decoded. And Churchill used to go up there now and again to check out what was happening and, you know, have high-level talks with the code breakers there.
And crucially, the code breakers at Bletchley Park got to the bottom of the so-called German Enigma machine. That was pretty key to the end of the war.
Yeah, absolutely. So the work done there was said by Eisenhower, actually, to have shortened the war by 2 years. So there was the bomb machines that were used to crack the Enigma cipher and the Colossus machine, which was invented by a British engineer called Tommy Flowers, built to help in the code breaking effort. And that also became the world's first programmable digital computer.
Well, that actually is a good way to bring us up to date, because this is kind of where your interest in saving Bletchley Park comes in. Explain.
Yeah, absolutely. So I went up there for a meeting probably about 7 years ago now, and at that time found out from the director that Bletchley Park might have to close because they didn't have any money. They didn't get government funding or industry funding. Their main funding came from people going to visit, and
right,
he was really worried that they'd have to close.
And it's a museum, right? That's why people are visiting.
And it's a museum, yes. So, you know, I thought that was outrageous that it shouldn't have to close, considering the amazing stuff that happened there.
Right.
So I started a campaign with computer scientists in the UK, and that raised the profile a bit. And then I started using Twitter and social media and got people like Stephen Fry involved in that.
The actor. And now Google is involved. Tell us how and why.
Yeah, no, so that's so cool. So some of Alan Turing's, I don't know if everyone knows about Alan Turing, but he was one of the code breakers that worked there.
Yeah, he was a mathematical genius who played
absolutely
a huge role in the code breaking.
Yeah, and the father of computer science worked there as one of the code breakers. And some of his papers were up for auction at Christie's auction house in London. And they were up for auction at £300,000 to £500,000. And I, along with several other people, really wanted Bletchley Park to be able to buy them, to, you know, to put on exhibition there. So I got in contact with one of the Google vice presidents. And coincidentally, the next day, a guy called Simon Meacham, who works at Google, tweeted me. He got in touch via Twitter, said he wanted to help with the Turing papers and Bletchley Park. And basically, Simon worked over, I think, about 4 or 5 days to raise $100,000 from Google to buy the Turing papers for Bletchley Park. So, you know, all credit to him. He did an amazing job. And that relationship's continuing. And so, you know, Google are getting more involved with Bletchley Park, and they're working together now.
So what does the future look like for Bletchley Park now? I mean, you saw it a couple of years ago, possibly going broke in a way. And now what?
Well, so I had a chat with the director and one of the guys from Google a few months ago, and the director was saying, you know, you don't need to talk about saving Bletchley Park anymore, Sue. It's saved.
Congratulations.
Which, I guess I kind of knew, but, you know, no one had actually directly said that to me. And they won't have to shut now. But of course, they've had lack of investment over decades, really. So they still need lots of money to turn the site into a world-class museum, which it should be. So if anyone wants to give them some money, please give them money. It's saved, so it won't close, but they still need, you know, quite a lot of money.
Sue Black is the founder and CEO of the GoTo Foundation, which promotes computer science to the general public. She started a campaign to save Bletchley Park. Thanks very much, Sue, for speaking with us.
Thank you.